kasama natin ngayon dito sa SBS Filipino ang mga tao sa likod ng Kumbokan. Kasama natin Senior Instructor ng Kumbokan, Harley. Magandang araw si Harley.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Kasama din natin ang Founder ng Kumbokan and Senior Instructor ng Phoenix, Noel Rieca.
Hello, magandang, Noel. Magandang umaga po, magandang hapon, magandang araw.
Ayan, at the Founder of Phoenix Training, we have Angelo Yanakaros. Hello, Angelo.
Hello,
welcome.
How are you? Welcome. Thank you for having us.
Our listeners are eager to know about Kumbokan. Mm-hmm. So, as you mentioned, Kumbokan is an unstructured art, correct, Noel?
Yes, yes.
Tell us more about Kumbokan.
Kumbokan is a combination of the combat, boxing, and tadyakan. Galing ito sa street-based fighting. Though I am actually a martial arts practitioner, having reached my black belt degree in traditional Japanese karate. But my mother, who's a ballet teacher, sinabi niya, Noel, mag-aral ka ng something realistic. So, kumuha siya ng mga instructors na galing sa labas. So, sabi niya, okay, dapat maturuan ka kasi lumaki rin akong nabullied. So that taught me how to defend myself. So, Kumbokan is actually more of a street-based fighting. Mm-hmm. Talagang, ano to, pangkalye. But we have applied some of the principles that can be used in developing this, I would say, an unstructured art.
Mm-hmm.
We use the triangular strike flow system, mm-hmm. which we have demonstrated earlier,
mm-hmm.
Which is highly defensive and highly manipulative. It intercepts most likely all types of attacks at all angles. So makikita nyo dun sa demo natin kanina, kung paano ginawa ni Harley ang lahat ng attacks ko. That made me even a lousier fighter kasi halos hindi na ako nakagalaw eh.
Mm-hmm.
Then, nanggagaling din ito sa ibang, let's say, sa ibang uri ng mga workers, classic workers. Meron tayong ginagamit na tawag nito, yung mga bakers, yung mga nagtatrabaho sa bakery, sa mga bake shop. Meron silang style na nakuha natin doon, like yung baker's need. So, yung mga lusot-dukot natin, maraming style. Meron din tayong tinatawag na yung tadyakan natin. We don't kick high like the kickboxers. Ang sipa natin lahat nasa ilalim, anything below the knee. Yun, marami.
So, Kumbokan actually means combat.
Boxing.
At tadyakan. So, this birth because of your mom's idea?
Idea na natin yun. Nanay ko, kumuha lang siya ng mga, sabi niya, street fighters. Naghanap siya. Siya mismo naglakad. Pumunta siya sa mga kapitbahay. Naghanap siya ng mga street fighters. Sino pinakamagaling yun dito ng street fighter? I want you to teach my son. So, yun.
At what age did you start martial arts?
I started at the age of 8. I was I actually grew up being bullied at an early age of 4 or 5. Then lumaki yun, dumating yun sa point na kasi I was a nerdy looking guy. I wore glasses, I wore bell bottom trousers. Kaya tapos payat ako, maliit. Kaya madalas napipintasan. And my mom's a ballet teacher, so every time I was associated with the ballet teaching, napapagtawanan ka nga, bakla ka, dahil nagbabalay ka. So, umabot ang tukso doon.
So, doon nagsimula na naisip?
Doon nagsimula. I needed to protect myself. Matagal na ito. Nung bata pa ako, I was very passionate, like all artists. We are all passionate with the art. So, in my mind, nag-incorporate na ako ng moves. But I kept this art. I was trained by two good masters in the Philippines. Yung iba doon, hindi ko na maalala yung mga apelyido nila dahil, alam mo na sa Pilipinas, we call them by Mang, you know, Mang Jose or Mang Danny or Mang Jesus. But a couple of my masters, they taught me, you know, the way, you know, some of the systems na incorporate natin. Then yung iba, dinagdag na lang natin galing sa ibang mga instructors.
Are there Filipinos doing this unstructured art nowadays?
Right now, it is... Nag-umpisa to sa Australia ngayon dahil...
Nandito ka.
Nandito ako. Then, last year, I introduced this to Mr. Leo, Lakan Guru Leo Leopoldo Lazaleta Jr., who is the training director of the Sayok Fighting International. At nakita niya yung effectivity ng empty hands natin because the Sayok is more of the knife-based system sila. Then yung nakita niya effectivity ng Kombokan, he said, maganda yan sa Filipino martial arts. So, slowly, he's trying to introduce the Kombokan sa Filipino martial arts realm.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And Harley is one of your instructors.
Yes,
siya yung
yes.
mga una mong tinuruan ng art na ito. Harley, how was it doing Kombokan?
Oh, Kombokan is great, actually. Basically, I started off Kombokan just to find the fitness. So I was actually 120 kilos at the time. But it didn't give me the fitness that I wanted, but it gave me the principle and the psychological part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gave me the discipline in learning all the triangles. Triangle strikes. It's actually hard. It's hard to explain, basically. You just have to show it and able to for you to learn.
Mm.
Yeah.
How long did you have to practice till you became an instructor of this?
Well, I've been learning Kombokan for like almost 5 years or over
think,
5 years.
I think
now.
More, yeah, yeah, I think more.
I think he certified me about 2 or 3 years after learning from him. It's just that my level of understanding of the Kombokan is actually great, and it's just I'm able to simplify it.
Ang training namin is mostly private. We do it private. Hindi namin to basta mailabas kahit kanino dahil merong mga techniques na delikado. We don't want most of our techniques to fall into the wrong hands, lalo na yung mga knife defenses, knife application natin, edge weapon. Kasi ang Filipino martial arts specializes in edge weapons and empty hands. Medyo hindi siya applicable sa sport, but we have few followers who's been with us for number of years. In fact, many of them are actually professional and amateur fighters as well. And meron kaming pro dating a former Muay Thai fighter na he's been with us up to now. Tonight may training siya mamaya. Then we have black belt in other martial arts who's been training with us. We've got MMA fighters who train with us as well. And this actually form a strong, solid group. In fact, Mr. Angelo Yanacaro's here. He's been in the martial arts industry for many years, and he was a former Muay Thai fighter as well during his
younger days.
Still young.
Yeah,
young and hot.
We still do our training.
And he provides. He's also the founder of the of Phoenix Protection Services that provides. Yeah, even counterterrorism
trainings.
Yeah,
tell us about that, Angelo.
Unfortunately, as the year or the world changes, we're forever trying to update with our training and be aware of anything. So we pride ourselves to try to keep the public or to the governors or to security managers up to date with information. With what the opposition, you can call it nicely, they're always improving their methods to attack our world. So it's forever. Like I say, we're still students, and that's how I operate.
Yeah, just to give our listeners an understanding, tell us about Phoenix Protection Services. What do you guys do?
I've been in the security game now nearly 30 years. Worked all over Australia, overseas, and continuing to upskill all our training. We've been privileged to offer our services to government, to corporation, to managers, bank managers, right through, and do a fair bit of work through the Greek community.
Yep.
And we had a major event on the weekend with our commemorative National Day at the Shrine. So, and our key is to always upskill our training and information.
Yep.
So we pride. So even myself at getting over 50, I still pride in keeping fit and utilising the training with Noel Harley and the guys to keep my skills up. I've been privileged to train overseas with different law enforcement and military. And one of the guys that's helped me out a lot is Albert Timmon, specialist in special forces, counterterrorism and firearms. But I think the way that Noel's saying we are structured, but really unstructured, Because the world, the streets are unstructured.
Yes.
Dito pumapasok yung triangular strike flow natin.
Mm.
Kasi ang triangular strike flow ng Kumbokan is can be applied to those, you know, who have already prior knowledge in self defense. Like we can provide these training, these drills to the law enforcers, security guards, and, you know, and to everyone.
Yes, if I want to learn about Kumbokan, what would be how would I do that? I mean, is there a screening process that you do, guys, before you can actually train that?
No, you want to answer, Harley?
We normally start with defensive.
When you say defensive, what do you mean by that?
So defensive and evasiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is going to strike you, obviously you're not going to be walking around and challenge everyone,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is just protect yourself and protect anyone that mm-hmm. is with you.
Yep.
So we start with defensive and evasiveness, making sure that you're obviously you're still going to be hit,
mm-hmm.
but not as fatal.
I see.
So that's where we start off with. Obviously, if you have any experience or if you don't have any experience in fighting, even just a basic punches or kicking, it's fine
because
you can still adapt by learning the defensive and evasiveness of it. The defensive and evasiveness of Kumbokan can be manipulated into attack.
Okay.
Depending on, basically, my understanding of Kumbokan is the attack that you're going to do is based on your personality.
Mm.
Right? So if you're going to be, if you don't want to hurt someone but still want to defend yourself, you can just cover up and at the same time manipulate from there.
How about for those people who does not have any background in punching and stuff like that, what do you train them?
Well, we have the open hands, which is legal.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the open hands. We call it tappy tappy or the taps.
Is that what you did earlier?
That's correct. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's just deflecting the attacks.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna clash with it. It's just deflecting it.
I see.
Yeah, and then from there you can just flow.
Mm. Yeah. So are there belts as well? That you...
No, belt.
Nothing.
The key. Sorry.
The only belt we have is just to hold the trousers when we fight.
The key when you said with students, that we get any student or any person that comes in, we get to know them first.
Mm-hmm.
Strengths, weaknesses. We try to get it like a eventually friendship and family.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we understand each person's needs. And going back to, like Noel said, if it comes to the knife defences and that, we need to know the person, who they are.
Mm. Yep.
Why do they want to learn?
Mm.
So we have got certain things that would in place here. We don't want to teach anyone certain things, like Noel said, so we're guarded.
But how about for fitness purposes?
Yeah, the fitness aspect side of this, when we do a lot of these drills, in fact, in ginawa namin ni Harley kanina, the demo that we did is actually just already raise a heartbeat. Because once your reactive system is already up,
flight or fight?
Yeah, flight or fight, or the reactive counter is already up, your heartbeat start raising, and you become more aware of your surroundings. Then that's the time your heart rate starts going up, and that's a very good cardio.
How long do you usually do your drills?
We do the drills as long as we can, because ito yung training mo. Hindi ka lang basta, you just don't do a structured or pattern punches.
Mm.
What we do is we keep doing the drills. We call it the contra per contra. Harley is fighting, I'm fighting. Of course, we're not hitting each other, but we just keep the flow going, and that keeps our heart rate up. And suddenly, we develop a sweat, we develop our stretching. Every muscles move, hindi siya isolated. After that, okay na kami. A little bit of bruising, yes, that's fine, but you know, that's a good fitness. Para ka naglalaro ng chess, because it trains your mind, it trains your body, it trains everything.
Would there be a difference between this and other martial art?
There is. Look, every style has got its own characters and procedures, and this is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Muay Thai, kickboxing, the karate, the jiu-jitsu, the groundwork, but the styles that we believe is different. Mm-hmm. No disrespect to all the other styles. You know, people can go and do the Muay Thai, the BJJ, to the cage fight, whatever, or the traditional, which I've come back. But both of us come from a traditional background.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we just look at what what you need to really survive.
Mm-hmm.
Wala kasi kaming hindi kami nagpo-promote ng techniques dito. We don't promote okay, this is a good technique. You should learn this. So everybody learns the same techniques. No. What you see in Harley, what you see in other of the students, ibang movement sila because nag-adapt sa kanilang system eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ang makikita mo lang doon yung triangular strike flow, makikita na lang doon yung principles ng Lusot and Dukot. The springboard, makikita yung skimming natin, yung mga pari-pari natin, makikita doon, makikita sa galaw. Pero the way they finish the fight will totally be different. Hindi natin pwedeng ituro, let's say, maybe sa iyo, how to grapple a bear. Pero pwede ka namin turuan na sige, sundutin mo yung mata. Yung makakatakas ka rin, di ba?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure all of the martial arts out there has got the same discipline, same principle.
Yep.
But with the Kumbhokan, the niche of the Kumbhokan is basically can be, again, like I mentioned earlier, it can be an evasive, defensive, and also a fatal attack, just depending on how or what the situation is going to be.
I see. And Angela, you've mentioned earlier that you've partnered with agencies to train them with Kumbhokan.
There are a lot of different areas, and we're trying to expand that. We're hoping that through the more sort of marketing, we'll let people know that we're there. Come and have a look. Come and talk to us. Ask us a question. We're hoping that it expands.
And how are they able to contact you if they have queries about this
through
one?
Through Phoenix.
Yeah, all the details are on the on the card there, and they can go to the websites.
Do you have a website?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, what is the website?
The website's on the card, and we also got another page. We've set up Phoenix Training.
Phoenix Training. That's on our Facebook.
Okay, so
we are based in number 10 Kurajung Street, West Footscray.
So they'll look for Phoenix Training on Facebook, and you have a website, www.phoenixprotection.com.
And that'll lead to any questions, and we welcome anybody to ask anything. Come down and. And also, we aligned with an RTO security trainer to deliver other specific courses.
Yes. And one thing nice about what we provide is this can all be integrated with all systems. All systems, yeah.
Do we teach kids?
Yes, yes. Tuturo tayo ng bata. We all of us are. We have our first aid. Harley's a personal. He's a certified personal trainer. We are also certified use of force.
We've all got our first aid.
With
Harley, and I've done. I'm also certified by the Victorian government through the professional sports.
Yep.
And through the licensing, I've got all the relevant licenses. So we make sure we've got everything covered. And
we have insurances as well.
Yeah. What we'd love to do is have yourself with some other people, some kids to come down and have a look.
Do you have a studio, guys, where people can visit here in Australia, Victoria?
Yeah, West Footscray.
West Footscray.
And they can visit your page.
They can visit our page.
Yes.
And we all have working for children's check as well, so we can teach kids.
Yeah. That's great. Okay.
Just going back to the teaching the kids. Mm-hmm. So basically, we teach the kids not to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Always be humble, not to pick a fight. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to it, then that's when they react.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we teach the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The techniques and the basic of Kumbhokan is there, but always the psychological part of it is always important.
There's also always a principle behind this.
That's
art.
What the Kumbhokan is for me, anyways, right?
Yes, because ang principle namin is don't look for trouble, don't cause trouble, don't start the trouble,
but finish the part.
Finish the trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
But the word is like how they said, humble. That's the key, and respect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Once again, Harley, Noel, and Angelo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you.